Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Then again, back in the day, like you respected your elders, but they were looked at as wise people. But then in the 80s, they were marketed more as like, I guess it was because of dementia and Alzheimer's and all that stuff. Yeah. They were marketed as like unscrupulous and not knowing what they were doing.
They say they didn't know as much back then, but did they?
Did they do the things they did if they didn't? That's such a weird thing. Like, I still go back to what was with all the, I mean, let's call it for what they were, the crazy houses they used to be around America, the asylums that every...
That's what they called them.
Somewhat every major city, and it wasn't just like a VFW, like what we do now for our veterans of foreign wars and the, you know, different social clubs that are done for the military and things. You know, it's usually, for the most part, not the nicest building. But then the asylums, they were glorious, grand, Victorian-style, big buildings.
God, hear you talk about it and hear this song, it sounds like it's a commercial for it.
Are you tired of your mother taking a dump in the urinal? Are you tired of having to go get your dad from your neighbor's recliner?
Huh.
Well,
hi.
It's time for Tremepic Kick.
You feel like you need You feel like you need to be in the nut house and not your brother's favorite bar.
Do you want the state to take away your children?
Do you hear more voices than there are people?
Are they trying to change history right before your very eyes? And you're like, I remember different faces on Mount Rushmore. Well, guess what? Tough crap. Things have changed. You're nuts now. We're going to lobotomize you.
Are you a single mom that looks like broken Matt Hardy? Come on down in the nut house. We got plenty of room for you.
Damn it. Yeah, man. You know what? For it's worth your time to just Google broken Matt Hardy to get that joke if you don't know, because that's good. But there was an incredible amount of asylums and orphanages. It was like they took.
Yeah,
I'm not even conspiracy.
Ric Flair.
It was I mean,
he was on the orphan train.
The trains of, I get that part of it. I don't, but I do. I mean, they used the church, particularly Catholicism, the priests would go and get on a train with like, I'm not making like bad jokes here, but like, you know, 300 or 400 kids, and they would go out west and they would announce it a couple weeks ahead and they'd say, hey, families that are barren, can't have kids, or literally market it toward farmers. Do you need another hand on the field? How about taking a child in?
On the spot adoptions.
On the spot, they would advertise them like they were for sale. And like, A, where did all the orphans come from? Because there was, like, we don't even use that term anymore, orphanage.
No.
And maybe that's because of the way our language changes and all that, that hurts, or they're sensitive or whatever. But asylums and orphanages used to be the thing. So did the parents get taken away because they had lost their mind? Or was, I mean, that part really...
It reminds me, whenever you say that, it's like Marilyn Monroe's story of being just put in different...
Banging both Kennedy brothers?
No, when she was a child.
Oh,
having
Norma
a mother Jean? With mental illness and being in hospitals and...
Yeah, like, did they...
I mean, she was taken care of from other people and...
Did they not just want the kids, or... That was the only way to adopt back then, was put them on the train.
Yeah, wonder if it was part of the Depression, like the city or the state or whatever said, hey, look, parents, you don't have enough money to take care of these kids. We're going to give them a better life. I don't see that being the case. But then also, I do know that the way the list of what got people in asylums wasn't just, you know, things that would be considered Alzheimer's or dementia these days. It was things like, you know, STDs, or rich men would make, in other words, if they want to get rid of their wife,
oh yeah,
they would find all these different ways to charge them with being insane, and they would just get rid of them. They didn't break the covenant of the marriage. They were just getting rid of them.
There was some lady that insisted that she had been poisoned. She was one of my customers at a store that I worked at, and she was in and out of a mental facility, and she thought that her husband was killing her.
A lot of shock therapy then, too.
Well, yeah, they were just still figuring it out. But I don't know. The buildings were grand. They were huge, like over the top. And this was, we're in a time where if the Great Depression's going on and everyone's broke, then how did the taxpayers pay for these huge buildings to build big orphanages and asylums?
Yeah.
That's a good point, because they weren't paying anything.
Yeah.
Couldn't have.
Because, like, Midwest, like, most of the orphanages were Native American kids. Like, where'd those parents go? Like, did they send them away on the Trail of Tears and keep their kids? Because there's this very gothic...
Or they were bought?
There's this very gothic photo. It's, like, panoramic, and it shows this, you know, the way all those buildings look then, like, gothic. Like, look like something...
Had gargoyles on them.
Yeah. Look like something Marilyn Manson would live in, you know, or the Addams Family or something. And it's these very... evil-looking priests and nuns with all these Native American kids in this big field, and they're all just staring straight at the camera. It's like, dude, this is creepy. Have y'all not made a movie about this yet?
They did, with a bunch of little blonde kids.
That was Children of the Kern.
Or the Village of the Damned.
Oh. They all, you just got to give them wonky eyes. Any kid with wonky eyes, people are going to think you're evil.
Did you get bought back then as a kid?
Yeah, they. I mean...
Like on the spot, they're like, hey, put them on the train.
I don't know if they sold them, but...
I don't think so.
They would advertise them like, we have some boys from 6 to 8 years old. And but then what's crazy is all the men and women were locked up, not all of them, but many of them in the asylums. And that's at the same time in America where what was happening? Kids were working in mills. Like my grandma started working at 8 or 9 years old in a sewing hall. What the hell? Like, man. What the hell? So who was working? Were all the fat cats not working? No, they were putting all the peons, like our forefathers and mothers in the insane asylums, or killing them off, and then making our great-grandparents who were kids then work.
Would that be bad?
A new generation.
Would that be the worst thing if a 10-year-old kid wanted to work literally 2 hours a week?
You know what? If they wanted to, like, who are we to say they shouldn't? Like, if a 10-year-old's like, look, if we let him go to, remember Doogie Howser? He's like 12 years old in there giving.
He was a genius, though, Douglas.
Well, I mean, there's others like that. What if he don't have have it up here, but he's got it in here, his heart. He wants to go build BMWs and go to school.
Did you say your granny worked at New Generation?
Oh, did I hear that? No.
Those are called sweatshops.
Yes, you saw.
No. But see, it didn't stop there. My daddy, when he was in single digits, so I'd say 8, 9 years old, picked peaches, and it was a nickel a bushel. God almighty.
Now they got the machines to do it. You don't even have to.
That's no way to talk about immigrants.
Sit there and shake the trees.
They
got tree shakers.
You know,
how they picked them?
Those end up. But they say those end up killing the trees over time.
Shake them too hard?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you're literally shaking the roots. Shoot, that's hard.
I'm shaking my roots.
Shake the roots loose. Toadstool.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you hear about the Volusia County Sheriff? And this is in Florida.
I've heard of that.
Well, the situation
city.
In Florida with the 11-year-old kid.
Oh.
Yeah, who got perp walked publicly.
For the social media?
Yeah.
All right, you heard this, Paige?
Mm-mm.
All right, fill those blanks in, fat boy. Because I don't want to, I've heard bits and pieces of that.
So this was in Florida. They found an 11-year-old kid who was making threats to shoot a middle school. Yeah,
I'm not laughing at that, by the way.
Good Lord.
He's got a funny text.
I just got a funny text. I'm sorry. That was bad placement. Damn you, Jeff.
He had a kill list that they found. The stuff was circulating on social media.
Jeff Saturday, former Indianapolis Colts.
So the sheriff caught wind of it, and it kind of got him to get a new policy going. So he took video of, I guess they call it perp walking. He put the kid in handcuffs, released the kid's mugshot.
Perp walking, I heard about from gangster rap. I never heard that prior to gangster
rap. Yeah, I don't know if that's like the actual...
Is that just what they... Like, the ghetto bird is a helicopter.
Yeah.
I learned that from rap.
But that's just on camera, right? Like, he's walking from the...
Yeah.
I guess the cop
hard to sell. It's not a crip walk, though. That's different. And I can't do it. I'm too stiff in the legs. I can't do it. They glide across the floor doing that. I wish I could. I can never do the running man either. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
That would be hard to do now, the running man, for sure.
Yeah.
So they get the kid. They arrest him, put his mugshot out. And people are really divided on it. A lot of people are like, well, I'd say it's about half and half. People are like, you know what? Do it. If that stops somebody from shooting up a school, embarrass the kid, show him some consequence.
Like, even that shooting up a school, that's gangster rap.
Yeah.
Shoot him up. I mean.
And then other people say, look, he's an 11-year-old kid who's being publicly shamed, and his parents should be suing the sheriff.
You know, I have to.
Who is on the list?
Yeah, I guess classmates, maybe.
Like, oh, yeah, they should publish that.
Yeah, but there was a kill list and pictures of weapons and.
Look,
at 11 years old.
Well.
But you got all that access to social media.
Back in my day, a guy that was wearing a sweater vest with no sleeves would come in and scream at you on the Jerry Springer show to get you fixed. But. Look, one of the oldest laws of the land, and I think it's still a law, and I'm not going to test it and find out, but screaming fire in a theater, causing a ruckus, you know, disturbing the peace, right?
Yep.
You telling me that the disturbance of putting something out there and one of the parents seeing it, you know, several hours later, or like, yeah, that should be... I'm not saying like send them to jail, but maybe they work a deal with Zuckerberg and they take their Facebook away for like 5 years or so. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, how does that work? You know, they
make us burner like they always have.
I don't think it's the worst thing, to be honest with you, especially if it's going to keep the kid from. But then again, I don't know what the kid had access to weapons wise and how feasible it is for him to.
You have to take it serious, because if you don't, and then. I mean, it's like look back to the thing that happened several weeks ago that we all act like never happened, the Trump assassination attempt.
Yeah.
How many people sit there and said, "Well, we saw him walking around with a shotgun," or we sit there and watch this guy? You watched it, like you? I mean, not just spectators and.
Yeah, is that like a little I can't believe what I'm seeing type reaction? Now, obviously, you should say something, tell somebody, but you're kind of stunned in silence. Like, is that really a guy with a gun? And like, you just don't compute.
I wouldn't just pull out my phone and start videoing and not say anything. But yet, there again, there was people on video saying to officers in security or whomever saying, "Hey, look at this guy." And there was a couple that just shrugged. So,
it's like, what we do, man?
If the world could get together and collectively say, what invention, if we could all get on a time machine together, everyone, Haitians, come on, everyone gets to go, and we're going to decide on what we get rid of in the past. Damn social media.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Damn. And the second one be the bike from Bruno.
That one for sure. Yeah. Maybe that one's third. But that's...
You know, there's a quote from the sheriff that's riling people up, too. He said, since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising your kids.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, you sound like you from the Waltz territory with that.
He said, every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I can do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
He needs to lose the attitude with it, though. I mean, he needs to pick his words a little bit better.
Yeah.
He sounded like that one that would make him wear pink. It would work. What was that guy? Sheriff Joe Brown?
No, he was in
judge.
He was in Arizona. I forgot his name.
But Sheriff Joe Brown. Oops, I'm a judge now.
Even if, because the kid said that he told the detectives that it was just a joke, but who jokes about things like that? And
that's also what people say when they lose their nerve.
Yeah, you know.
That's their escape.
Funny you mentioned about the sheriff's attitude, because I was looking to see if I could find audio about this particular story.
Oh, did you find it?
Not for this one. But this sheriff evidently has been, you know, covered in the news for the past 4 or 5 years. There are a ton of audio clips talking about other stuff.
Like what? Like other out of the box kind of discipline?
Well, just kind of like being, I guess, confrontational or kind of upfront. This was back in 2023 there was a group of neo-Nazis in Florida putting up anti-Semitic material in the community.
You don't get no commercials on this one.
And he commented on it.
They try to besmirch your character. They try to put death threats out on you, threaten you and your family. I wear that as a badge of honor because I, too, by these clown group, want to shut my big mouth and put a bullet in the back of my head. Go for it. You want to put surveillance on me 24 hours? Go for it. And the best of all, you're going to dox me? Go for it. I stand with my Jewish friends, and I'm honored to be on your hit list. It's an honor to be sought after by a bunch of punk thugs like you.
Jesus.
Boy, wow.
He's going after him, right?
You know, that's, I mean.
Well, wow.
That, even that. Like, I'm honored that you hate me so much that you want. No.
Like, he's calling him out. This one might be a little more, I'd say, less serious, maybe a little more comedic. He was talking about prostitutes in the community.
Lord,
this is still
what
Michael
does he do
Chitwood?
With them? He's going to post a picture of their boobs on the internet.
Well, at this point, at this time, when this clip came out, he was chief of police for Daytona Beach.
Good Lord.
Here he is talking about the local whoas.
He's a father. He's a married man. And normally what's out there on Ridgewood Avenue are these disease-infested prostitutes where you run the risk of getting robbed or whatever else you want to do, and you think it's okay to bring your four-year-old kid along with you.
What?
No, they didn't say that here. I know he had his kid with him when he was trying to get a hooker.
You're going to have somebody watch your wallet.
Oh, my God.
It's like Frank Lucas told us he made the girls get naked in class.
God, yes, he told us that. Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was on there.
Because we said, how do you make sure nobody stole from you? He said, they were naked, and I make them clap randomly whenever I wanted.
Make sure the money would fall out of them, literally. They're like a little piggy bank.
Wow.
Thank God.
I don't think it's a bad idea, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Because it's saving that kid's life, too.
Don't watch the. I mean, there is something to say, well, if you're not going to parent them, we will. Because that's like the it takes a village bullcrap.
Yeah.
But it's also.
It shouldn't, but it does.
But it. Yeah. But it's like you got to get your village in order before you go start trying to save the whole village. Make sure your house is good.
And
that's like us. Yeah. I saw this yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent. This thing about how much we've given Ukraine versus the amount of money that some big congressman 2 years ago said, you guys don't understand. This is the amount of money it would take to cure homelessness. And it would be $2 billion, which is less than what we've sent to Ukraine.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Hold on, before I forget, because I'm always told, you don't ever say which rejoin songs it was. That's, I have to tell you? Everyone knows that's Big X the Plug.
Who does
the
that?
Name of the song is
Big X the Plug.
By Big X the Plug. It's like the other day when they were talking about College Game Day, they're like, live performances by Yo Moneybag. And I'm like, you're just like.
They're like me.
Nick Saban is like, whoa.
He's going to listen to it now.
Yo Moneybag.
Yeah. I know Lena the Plug. I don't know Big X the Plug.
But. Oh, Big X. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-774-0093. Pick an anonymous and go with it, fat boy. We'll handle them all.
Let's do this one right here.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all since high school, so this is a lot of fun. Thank you.
You know, once a week or twice a while I'll hear that, and I'm like, God, man, you getting old.
Oh, well.
Nah. Well,
like
thank
that.
You for listening. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You got some advice, or you want to give some advice, or what?
No, I really need some advice. Let me just jump in. I'm staring at this deer head mounted above the fireplace, and it used to not bother me so much. My husband first started getting into hunting a few years ago. Yeah. I actually thought it was kind of cool at first. You know, his way of connecting with nature, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. And you know, the first time he brought home a buck, I mean, I even complimented him on the clean job the taxidermist did. Yeah. But now, I mean, we're starting to try, like, starting to plan for trying for a baby next year. And every skull and antler mounted on the wall just seems to be glaring at me like they're silently judging. And I don't really know if I want my kid to grow up around that, you know? I feel like
I never thought about that before. Like, what is? I don't remember what I thought as a baby when I first saw like a taxidermy. I think the first taxidermy I ever saw was a fish, and I remember thinking like,
mine were horns. My grandpa had long horns like on the wall. I'm like, the hell is that?
Yeah,
we had an antelope head.
Antelope.
I mean, were they everywhere though? This is my. They're literally everywhere, all over the house.
No, I didn't
see
that. That's
kind of creepy.
Mine was at the tadpole fish camp.
I don't know if they put the head on the wall. Why didn't they put the arms too?
Like,
might as well.
At least turn it into like a hat rack, like with the hands, or I guess it would be legs.
But they were untouchable. Like you weren't allowed to touch them.
I got antelope hands for sale, guys.
Hands.
Well, have you? I mean, what are you saying? You want him to confine them to one room or what?
I mean, I'm thinking that we just need to stop totally. And you know, I felt like I had to say something to him, but every time I open my mouth, I just second guess myself, and I don't know if I'm being unreasonable. I mean, the skulls and the heads didn't bother me so much at first, but you know, sure, they make the living room look like a hunting lodge, but husband was proud of them, and you know, it wasn't like he was forcing me to do anything with them. I just kind of accepted them as part of the decor, like. People buy fake stuff at Hobby Lobby all the time.
That is true. My God.
Yeah. So, but now I'm just thinking that I don't want the baby crawling around the living room staring up at all these dead animals. It just kind of makes my stomach flip.
It's morbid.
He's kicking.
Yeah. Like, would it mess up the kid's mind? What if they grow up thinking this is normal and all their little play dates, parents think of me and husband as some kind of weirdos or something?
Oh, weirdos. Boy, that's what everybody gets called now. Vote for Trump, you're a weirdo. Yeah. Shoot a deer, you're a weirdo. I know what you're saying, though. First off, screw the play date parents, like, for judging you. If that's, that should be the least thing. Also, I've known many people who have grown up in homes of hunters where stuff was up on the wall. And I don't think I never have thought about it. I could see where it could, but I think as the child grows, the kid isn't looking at the TV screen thinking he's looking out a window.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Maybe they don't think about it. Look, I don't have a problem with hunting. I personally think it's boring. I wouldn't do it, but it is a weird juxtaposition to teach kids to not kill some animals but kill others. I guess it's just weird.
Well, I mean, you know,
I don't have an issue with it, but
then go cook meat. I mean, somebody had to kill it.
Kill it. Yeah.
Imagine what Oscar Mayer's living room looks like.
I'm just glad we don't eat dog. Because if we ate dog in this country, I'd feel bad for all the dogs running around with people trying to kill them every day.
Oh, no.
How awful that would be. See a dog head on the wall?
Oh,
a little poodle
God.
Head?
No.
A little Pooh-Weiler? A Pooh-Weiler head on the wall.
They make Rottweiler poodles?
They got to.
Oh,
I think I know one.
God.
I'm pretty sure I know a Pooh-Weiler.
Oh, Lord.
He's not a Schweinie, he's a Pooh-Weiler.
A Pooh-Weiler.
So.
Tan paws.
Have you or have not said anything to your husband?
I have. Because it, you know, when before I said something, I didn't think I was being selfish. I was just more concerned. So that I was coming from a place of concern,
right.
But I wasn't sure.
Yep.
So one day my husband walks in from the garage and he's wiping his hands on a rag and he's like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's smiling at me and I'm like, I hesitate and I'm like, am I really going to bring this up right now? And then my heart starts racing. I'm like, yes, I am. Yes. So I said, "Hey, can we talk about the taxidermy stuff in the house?" So first he stopped smiling at me and I panicked and I said, "I mean, I get that it's your thing and I know I was cool with it before, but with us planning on having a baby next year, I don't know if it's the best environment, you know?" And he raised his eyebrow and he's looking at me and he says, "You think the heads are going to screw with the kid's development?" And I'm like, yeah.
So I never thought about it before. There's got to be some kid out there that literally thought, that a deer lived on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah. He punches through the wall and looks for the rest of the animals.
That's when you said he cocked his eyebrow. I thought he was going to ask if you smell what he was cooking.
Do your eyes watch you as you go around the room? Use that to your advantage.
I feel like they glare at me, and I didn't feel this way before, but now with the baby, I'm like, is that what he's going to feel like, or she? I don't know what we're having yet, you know.
I don't think so.
You know what? At least you're not asking him to stop hunting. But right. on the other hand, like, how many heads are enough? Do you have to keep each one?
I always felt bad
about the antelope and wondered what happened to the rest of them. Yeah. And I never knew. And someone actually stole that.
Oh, antelope. I thought you said you had a cantaloupe stuck on the side of your wall. I was like, that didn't make any sense.
Antelope.
Yeah. Well, I look at Paige, I think of melons. Shocker. This is why men get man caves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it was just confined to like his space, that would be all right. But I started second guessing myself and I'm like, you know, maybe it won't screw with the kid's development, but I just don't want the kid growing up staring at a bunch of dead animals. I don't want to seem selfish, but then he just starts laughing at me. He's like, you knew what you were getting into when you got with me, and this hurts my feelings, to be honest. So I never mentioned it again, and neither did he, but now I want to. I mean, am I being selfish? I need some advice about it.
As a parent, I don't think that's in the what to expect when you're expecting book. And, you know, when you are single and a child comes into your life, I'll give you a great example. Prior to having my daughter, I had a set up bar in the kitchen area where, like, you know,
The
bottom shelf, middle shelf, top shelf. And I got rid of that. I kept drinking, but I didn't have it out in the open where
you a G.
She could go, I'm an OG. She couldn't go grab some scotchy scotch and have a little sippy, sippy sip. So you got to kind of childproof the house. But I don't think it's bad you're asking, but I don't think a child growing up, I could be wrong, but I don't think a child's going to grow up with some kind of weird disposition about animals because they saw the head singing on the wall.
Probably not. They might ask a question, but like, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just nervous about being a mom is what it is. I get it. I was when I first became a mom.
I think it is too. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck with all that. And, hang in there. Okay.
Don't give up.
Thanks, y'all.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Like, he should. All right, look,
dude, I'm gonna tell you something. If I didn't know, and if she's still listening, the one that just hung up, or this other person I'm about to reference, if I didn't know that other woman was from Georgia and where I saw that woman just now called from, she sounded like the lady with the horse in the burn.
Oh my god.
Oh, how do you
sound
about that?
Just like
oof.
Her. Two different.
Oof.
Two different states far apart, but still.
She's the lady that rode horse heifer on her own barn.
Mm-hmm. No, her nephew did it.
And you can see her from 20 miles away, she said.
And she called it a burn. It wasn't a barn, it was a burn.
The burn.
What's the horse's name? I always forget. Do you remember?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, baby? What I need for you to do is sit back, spread them lobes open wide, and get ready for my boy,
Fat Boy,
to make sweet love to your eardrums. Get ready, baby. This is
Fat Boy's
best damn audio. Get him,
Fat Boy. Ah, yeah, you're ready.
From Barry White.
Oh, you ready, baby?
You ready for some best damn audio?
I'm excited about this.
Oh, we got some fun stuff. We're going to talk about pizza. How long can you leave it out and still eat it and not die?
Because, you know, I've eaten some here, and I'm wondering.
It was
kind of iffy. Well, I was hungry.
Yeah.
But, you know, remember back in the day when we didn't have food? And
you're risking a lot now because...
Amen to that. I mean, we did. Especially, unless I see it, like I said yesterday with the bagels, unless I see it unboxed or... opened in my presence. I'm a bitch about it. I don't care when it comes to germs and stuff. I know people's cleanliness levels. I also know that when you reach into a bag or a box and don't see the one you want, rare is the person who's going to get a napkin and move it around. They're just going to finger all around.
Do you remember back in the day when we had remotes?
Oh, well.
And we had boxes of pizza.
Yeah.
And you're wondering when that remote was, if you're eating it that afternoon, you know, how long has it gone?
Well, likely.
And how long was it sitting? So this is important.
Well, no longer than 2 hours.
I mean, you would.
They'd bring double shots of it out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like you had a delivery to the house, let's say midday, and then do you, as soon as you're done, do you put it in the refrigerator? Do you leave it on the counter? Here's my rule. Leave it on the counter until bedtime, and then I would put it in the fridge. But fridge to microwave pizza sucks butt. You got to go pizza from refrigerator to oven.
I've air fried.
It's the way the Italians do it, and it's real good.
What are you doing? Toaster oven's really good.
Yeah. Italians don't believe in microwave ovens, I understand.
Or you could be right, or you both could be wrong.
Oh, boy.
That's but we're going to find out. First off, though, we have an electronics store in the UK, and this is a pretty smart marketing tactic. But it's risky, too, because...
What do they call their e-cigarettes there? Go ahead.
This guy is trying to cut a commercial. He's cutting a spot, Tony. But he's using, quote, Gen Z slang, which...
Oh.
That's risky because it changes daily.
It does.
So yep. See if you can figure out what he's saying here. He's trying to boost sales, and if you can make this out, well, you're a lot younger than I am. This just sounds like a weird commercial to me.
To Brett Summer at Curry's, my guys. Our offers hit different AF. This microwave ate and left no crumbs. If you've got the guap, a pizza oven is peak flex. These are giving me life. No gas in. Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz. This air fryer is the goat. On point cash with that low-key drip to have all your guests saying, yas, slay queen, he cooked. Our returns policy is on fleek, Brev. Don't believe us? We got the receipts.
You're marketing to people who don't have money.
Yeah. Wow. Well said.
Well, hey, I got it.
I understood three.
I the longer it went, the more I understood.
And I just found out what eight means. And by the time I'm on it, it means everybody else is off it.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Like, oh, you eight, man.
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah. That was bussing, not buzzing, bussing.
Bussing.
And then the Riz. I've heard Riz.
Short for charisma.
And those are the only three I know. The other ones.
You think Charisma Carpenter's friends call her Riz?
See, yeah. That's another one. She's not a person to me. She's like a name. I don't know what she looks like, but I know that name.
It's a pretty name.
Pretty blonde, tall, leggy.
That's what we are now in the country. We're like, we know the names. We don't know the face.
Or the complete opposite. Like me, I can describe you the movies they were in, but I don't know their names. There is a disconnect with that now. Many will say it's because there's so many different avenues to watch different movies. But then there's that avant-garde thing where you'll give it one name but spell it different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the way like bars do that where they're whatever, they'll spell it different or they'll take a vowel out. You got to realize most people are stupid. So when they Google it, they're not going to know the cool way you do it.
No.
And they're going to end up on the... Well, I'm trying to go to wet to get drunk, but they spell it weird. I keep ending up on the definition of wet. But they spell theirs with like four E's in it or something.
I want to go to Wet Seal and buy a shirt, and that ends up being a movie.
Imagine Lane Bryant changed the name of their business to Thick with like four C's in it. People aren't going to find them online.
I like
it's probably the smallest product I got. It's a four
C. We live in an SEO world, for God's sake. Thick. You got to think like that. You got to think. Look, one of the biggest things in marketing is KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to think that most people are dumb.
That's why everybody's trying to piggyback on, you know, what's already there, you said.
It's especially you look at movies. It this way. What ads on television especially really get over now? It's the ones that catch your attention by make you think they're accidentally cussing.
Yeah.
She cooks like a mother. She cooks like a mother. And there's another one talking about get the funk out of here.
Oh, yeah.
It's the what? Okay.
I put that
was an Uncle Ben's commercial. I'd like some rice tonight. What?
I put that blank on everything.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you're so highbrow, Madison Avenue. Now you're doing good old boy jokes.
Sofa.
Welcome to our world.
Sofa King.
That's one good example.
Need a little more context around it, Paige, but I get what you're saying.
So we've talked about Lainey Wilson. We did the story the other day how she lost weight, and people were saying she lost her butt. So they made comments about her ass, or what used to be her ass, on social media. Well, guess what? Lainey Wilson's on social media. She's going to see the comments. Here's one she repeated and responded to talking about her own ass, which she uses a term that somebody in the room uses that's not so pleasant to think about when it comes to the female ass.
Is it me?
It is you.
Is it hunky?
Oh, no.
Donk.
I can't wait to see your reaction when you hear Lainey Wilson say the word.
All right.
What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had? Uncle Timmy, why are you worried about my turd cutter? Worry about your own. Cut your own turds.
God! You got to hear it again.
No, she didn't.
Oh, no, man.
Are you in love for sure now?
I'm not in love. First off, she looks shocked in pictures. Every picture of her, she seems unaware that the photo is being taken. Like, she's scared. Like, there's a Stepford Wives look in her eye. And Lord knows we'll find out now she's got some palsy or stigmatism.
Oh,
and I'll feel bad about saying it. But there's some look in her face now where they've said, don't smile that much. It shows wrinkles or something. She just does this thing.
This little half-cocked little...
I know you can't see me right now because we're not live streaming, but like it's some kind of like... It's the thing where models won't smile, but they have their mouth kind of... I did the thing the other day, the picture of... It looks like they're getting ready to bite.
Oh, yeah. She kind of looks surprised.
But she wants to smile, too, so she don't have the resting bitch face. So she's smiling with her eyes, and it's like this.
Or like she's been farting and don't really want you to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to play her again, man, just the way she says it.
Oh, Lord. What happened to that backdoor turd cutter you had? Uncle Timmy, why are you worried about my turd cutter? Worry about your own. Cut your own turds.
That should be her next album.
Cut your own turds.
It would be a good
don't
title.
Worry about my
turds. Cut your own turds. Yeah. Oh, cut your own turds. Cut your own turds.
I've never had anybody say, hey, baby, you got a nice turd cutter.
Well, you haven't been in this room.
No. My dad said it about you behind your back. That was one of his phrases. It was. I laughed at it because it was just so, like, not.
That is so not sexy.
No.
We knew a guy who would call it something else. Like, he would call it the S word.
Yeah.
Which was odd to hear, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know we like to follow these retro accounts on Instagram.
Yeah.
They'll play an old commercial or show an old picture or whatever.
Only people our age understand this.
It's pretty cool. They got the little template where it's the old TV and you got the Nintendo beside it. And they'll play like an old commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's an old commercial for Johnson Boating from back in the day that I don't remember, but I definitely know the motors.
Oh, yeah.
Johnson Motor. Do you remember this
commercial? They got bought by Evan Rude, I think.
This one went real viral because, well.
It's Rick Rude's dad, Evan.
It's just pretty funny.
Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
See, they know their, yes, they know their demographic.
Even back then, they knew it.
Yeah. Well, that was back then when Get Off My Johnson and Big Johnson t-shirts were
like the beach thing.
Well, it was one of those things where people didn't know the joke, but people who did, you know, it's just... Some of those things, it clicked with some people. It was over the heads of others. But again, fishermen would get that joke and buy that boat.
It was just a jingle. Like, I got to play it again. Just the way it sounded was just...
You and your Johnson.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson. A way of life for over 50 years.
See, I had a meat whistle shotgun.
Oh, they got to do that one. Why can't they be a company? Oh, Lord. We got the one more.
I want to bang tonight. Get a new meat whistle shotgun. Bang, bang.
Sounds like it's going to hit me.
I'm Cactus Jack for meat whistle shotguns. Actually, he's anti-gun. He wouldn't do that one.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Here we are. We're at the pizza. Not really a controversy, but we're getting some answers. Scientific answers.
How long to leave it out?
How long can you leave pizza out?
Okay.
I know in New York City, it's a full day.
New York
under
City.
Under some lights.
This is...
I've seen it.
According to a food safety expert talking about this. So it's going to be a lot of lingo you might not know.
Okay, I'm ready.
But you're going to get your answer.
We found about 2,600 cells per gram of pizza. Fairly low level of microbes were present on that pizza. Things like fresh produce and fresh fruits can have anywhere from 1,000 to maybe 10,000 cells per gram on them. So what we see here is that even if we had it sit out for 6 hours, that still seems to be relatively low risk.
Okay.
6 hours. You can get away with
They're talking about of bacteria.
Yep.
But there's good bacteria.
There are, yeah, it's like, you know, probiotics. Those are bacteria.
It's like good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. It's like, what, I thought all cholesterol was bad.
You know, when you go to like that party outside, like a barbecue or whatever.
Barbecue!
And you stay, I'm not a Yankee. We have cookouts.
Well, whatever. And you stay away from the salad. That's why. Like potato salad.
Yeah.
Pasta salad.
They had a couple different pizzas at different stages. Now, here's the thing. I don't have what kind of pizza this was as far as like toppings, but they also said a pizza sitting out for 12 hours started to grow a significant amount of mold on the pizza. Only after 12 hours.
I don't think I've eaten 12-hour pizza.
Wasn't it a hot pocket or something that somebody...
Hot pocket.
Sound like my mom trying to say a Hulk Hogan. Hong. But there was something where they prepared a hot pocket and then put it on a shelf and it did not break down.
Decompose?
No.
Yeah, it's like a local fast food hamburger. The preservatives in the meat kept it pretty
pristine. That's what I was thinking about there. Maybe they did it with a hot pocket too. I'm sure some TikToker did.
How long would it take for it to...
Hot pocket!
Do you want to try it? Oh, that could be a punishment. 12-hour
pizza. No, it can't be.
I'm not eating anything old. I'll get the rest.
That's me in that pie.
The dia.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise Guys.